I'm going to talk today about some of the ideas of my PhD. I'm going to try and keep it quite short, but I will bring the book later in the week and maybe leave it on the table. And I'm happy for anyone to put little comments in pencil. I think this body of research, I'm glad it's sort of done, and it was an interesting journey. I'm happy to talk about it, and then I'm also happy to think about what's next. Anyway, I got very interested in the animation possibilities of holography. First, I was doing some holographic projection, you might remember from years ago, of animated dragonflies. And I was really questioning this movement and aliveness that could be possible with the holographic image. I made some pulse laser work. This was made in 2002 with Martin Richardson when he had the holographic image studio in London. And I finally got round to installing this work. I considered it a kind of a map. Each square is a different view into this very deep laser viewable hologram, and there's a real image and a pseudoscopic image overlaid. So as you move past, there's quite an animation of the pseudoscopic moving against your natural motion. And one of the questions I really had with this is, how do I get viewers to peer into this image? How do I get that feeling of peering and looking and peering? And so I installed it into some post boxes in Belgium. My PhD exhibition was in an old post office. I didn't plan to exhibit this work originally in this way. Originally, it was planned to be put on the ceiling and look up into. But when I arrived in this gallery and there were these post boxes, I just said, I have to use them. So I put the laser viewable hologram behind that. The question with these deep laser viewable images, though, that I had was, how do I cross into the scene? How do I have a sense of my movement and my body penetrating into the scene that I'm seeing in front of me? And I started to consider this not only with holography, but also with photography. And it was these moments, these accidental shadows that I was seeing, people when they put the finger in front of the lens, that gave me a clue about the photographer's own position in the world when they were making an image. So I made a series of holograms, which I captured. They were multiplex holograms. So I captured them with photographs and then created dynamic images that gave you a sense of the photographer's movement. And this photographer's movement often matched the way that you were moving in front of the hologram. And sometimes it contrasted the way you were moving in the front of the hologram. So in a sense, you had a virtual shadow that was connected into this scene that was related to the way your own body was moving. This one, called Museum Reflection, was 26 photographs I took into a reflection. And as you move past the image, you get a very strange cubist scene, but it's just from the photographs. And the parallax that's built up with those photographs is then contrasted by this shadow that matches your animation. So your movement and the shadow are sort of matched, but the shadow actually punches the sense of parallax space that you're getting from the image. So I'm starting to sort of contrast the different spaces in the scene. As Isabel said, with her work, she was looking at confinement. And I found this also a really interesting tool with the holograms, of how to position the viewer and put them into a space where they really were aware of their physical confinement and therefore sort of dove a little bit further into the holographic image. With this work, there were also mirrors behind the holograms so that when the viewer was looking at the image, they could see themselves. And in some ways, when you're in the optimal spot, the image obscured your own reflection, and as you moved off to the side, the image disappeared and you became aware of yourself again. This viewer, he was saying how he was a bit self-conscious, and how he kept on moving. Whenever he found himself, he kept on moving to get back to the hologram because he felt a bit uncomfortable looking at himself. So these works brought me to the idea of photography and how photographs came into holograms. And so then I did a series where I decided that it shouldn't just be my photographs and my body, but what happens when we have the photographs of many people. And so I did a series called We're All Looking, where I had 26 photographers and we went out and we photographed different urban landscapes. This piece is on display in the museum. You'll see it tomorrow. And just as I was asking you to observe that feeling when you're really at the top of the jump, observe how you feel as you move back and forth in front of this hologram, as you move through these different perspectives. Because something unexpected happened when I was making this hologram. I asked the photographers to form a figure of an eight, and we played a sort of a dominoes game of photography. And even though the perspective of the hologram moves through a figure eight, when you look at the stereogram, you're moving backwards and forwards, and it feels like your perspective is zooming into and out of the image. And right at the center point of that image, that virtual movement switches. So your virtual movement of essentially going into the image switches to a virtual movement of coming out of the image, even though your movement's continuous. These sorts of flips and inversions of forces I really wanted to sort of probe into. So I made a piece that was essentially about moving. These are the jumping jellyfish. They've been installed in Belgium, in the ZKM, and on a ferry boat in New York City. And with this installation, the jellyfish are animated. I was describing sort of vertical animation. I found myself mimicking a jellyfish. So I actually went and built a jellyfish in Maya with my very limited skills and some tutorial help. And created an installation where you're actually surrounded by these holograms. One of the nice things about this installation is I always put one jellyfish at child height so that any children who come to the exhibition can immediately see the hologram, and they'll then generally ask an adult or someone around them, okay, hi, yeah, the rest of them are up there, please lift me up, get me up to the holograms. And from exhibiting this work, I'm so fascinated by the way that younger people, particularly kids, see the holographic images and how much more visual complexity that they're comfortable with, and how much more sort of multi-channel colour sensory overload that they just love. Yeah, so here's a bit of the hologram. This is on the ferry boat. What I also like about this exhibition is that there's only one viewer at a time and everyone else is standing around watching this person on a trampoline. And so essentially this case of the viewer becoming the viewed is very true. And rather than the jellyfish being in an aquarium with us peering and looking at them, it's the people that sort of become part of the aquarium and everyone looks at them. And you see on their faces they recognise the different parts of the image and the correlation. That was a vertical animation. And I've got very interested in vertical animation because of how much speed you could put into these animations. So you can also work with stereo effects with vertical animation, but I was essentially using my primary movement and force of animation as this up and down movement. And this came about for a couple of reasons. One of them was when you're moving up and down, you're quite physically confined. And then I wanted to work with different spaces, and so I was doing a whole bunch of installations on stairwells. And what was nice about these was that the viewer, depending on how you installed them, the viewer either really had to step through the hologram and walk a long way to play the animation, or you could put the hologram very close and the viewer would sort of be between two steps and constantly stepping back and forth to play the animation. This was actually, the holograms were actually a device in this case to lead viewers up through a gallery and to see the rest of the exhibition on the top floor. So I wanted people sort of in this transient space to look into the image. Through this work, I'm also, the way I photographed and the way I composed holograms also changed. And these holograms, they're recorded with a very lightweight 360-degree camera, and each one is recorded from a piece of video footage of me going up and down stairs. This one, I actually was carrying my bicycle up and down the stairs. And the video footage is then cut and then overlaid. And even though this image is quite complex, there's an animation and a movement that really fuses the scene together. And so in the end, you just get a sense of the stairs and the action of climbing the stairs. rather than the details of the image. For my exhibition of my PhD, which was called The Emergent Holographic Scene, because I really saw that it was somewhere between what was in the image and the viewer's experience of it that were co-emerging to create the experience of the holographic scene. In that case, there wasn't a stairwell, so we installed one. At this piece, I'll show you again. This piece has all sorts of stories to it, but I'm not going to go into the stories. It's mostly installed on the ceiling. This was an exhibition exploring the holographic gaze in Korea in 2010. And the work was put on the ceiling so that you had to look up into it. And again, this limited your movement in some way because you get underneath the hologram and you're positioned. You then look up and then you're moving around to play the animation. And the sense of balance and proprioception is really strong in this experience. And you're looking into, this is another work that was installed on the ceiling, you're looking into images that also have a sense of this sort of vertigo in them. So there's an empathetic response between the viewer and what they're seeing. I really like watching people photograph the holograms. This gives you another sense of the way we see, and it really enables people to understand that their camera's not seeing what their eyes are seeing if their camera's in a different position. And seeing people bring their body to their camera and their camera to the body always fascinates me. Another physical feeling that I was exploring, this was actually just after the ISDH in China. I went to Hong Kong. And I was interested in the verticalness of Hong Kong. But what really struck me was when I stood right at the edge of buildings and leant out and looked into the glass. And this feeling, this imagination of falling. And in some ways, the imagination of falling reinforcing my sense of being suspended and being in my body. And this was something I was playing with the holograms, was this imagination going into the hologram, coming back and exaggerating the feeling of physical embodiment. This one's called Down from the Peak. It combines a couple of bits of video and photography. These are essentially montages. I would love to be doing this work in a way of holographic design and really thinking from them holographically. Maybe next. At the moment, they're really brought together through photographs and video. What's nice about this work as well is when it's installed, I often use mirrors as an illuminating light source, and this is installed and you look down into it. And when you actually look down into the hologram, you can see, you're looking down into the hologram, you can actually see your own feet. And the body of the photographer and your body and feet move almost in unison. And when I first looked at this hologram, it was a while since I'd made the images, and I'd actually forgotten about these feet and I didn't see them. And I was moving backwards and forwards. And it wasn't until later I was like, wait a second. And I came back to it and I'm like, there's actually a pair of feet here. But I just somehow forgotten about it because it matched my own body movement so strongly. This hologram, which is sometimes on the ceiling, it also works looking down onto it. And it just has a different feeling when you look at it in this different way. I installed this one. This is in Belgium and I installed this at the top of a stairwell. So you actually had to climb up the stairs and you're seeing all these images and images and images, and then you look down and you see something else. So I'm just playing with this. And this one was also installed in Beacon in the Art of Shaping Light. I'm not sure how many of you got to see that exhibition, but it was quite a fantastic exhibition that brought together many different holographic works. This is Belgium though. The kids loved this. You give them a stairwell to play on, that's one thing, and you give them a stairwell with all these little things to discover and animations to play, and it was quite nice. And then this one's in Beacon, where I put the hologram. No one could actually go up these stairs, but I put the hologram at the base of the stairs so that as you're sort of looking up into this other space, you're also looking up some stairs, and it's a space that you're not able to go, but you're able to imagine into. That's all I really want to say. I'd be really happy to, if we've got some time for some questions. I've just got this red flashing light thing. Just ignore it? Okay. I've got 2.5 minutes of questions. Would anyone like to ask one? No? Okay. Thank you very much, and I look forward to the rest of the conference.